Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacy Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacy and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacy Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacy Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about what goes on in the life of a typical day at my agency and give you a look behind the scenes on what our team does to create successful influencer campaigns for our clients. We love how busy we are at Hollywood Branded, and no day is ever the same. But there are some standard day-to-day activities we do on a consistent weekly basis. And to shed a little light for future employees and interns and those who just are a little curious, I've created a behind-the-scenes look at what life is like at Hollywood Branded. After all, there aren't that many jobs that pay you to read scripts, watch TV shows and movies, and scan the internet and social media to keep up on the latest celebrity gossip. The first backbone to our day-to-day activities is script reading. For the mega big blockbusters, we go to the studios to read the scripts. But for independents and many other studio projects, scripts are sent our way to read and break down for prospective opportunities for our client. Our team reads the script, breaks down the brand opportunities that are apparent and in your face, and then digs in deeper to find opportunities that might not be first thought of.
Like many other agencies, the second day-to-day activity is that we have lots and lots of meetings and phone calls. And of course, our agency has meetings of all types throughout the week. Every week, from phone calls to in-person formal or casual visits, meetings make up a major part of our day-to-day operations for many of our non-admin team members. These can range from having someone from a production come into the office, or our team dropping by a TV or film set to chat with a producer, a director, a prop master, a set decorator, or even craft services, or anyone else about either current brands on set or to discuss new opportunities. Or we might meet with new prospective clients who we meet with to explore if our team and theirs is the right fit together for their goals in Hollywood. Clients also come by to visit and meet, and we often take them out to sets for a behind-the-scenes tour or meetings with networks, studios, or talent agents to discuss larger partnership opportunities as well.
And as a third daily activity, there is, of course, contracts, contracts, contracts. So many contracts. All of these deals require some intensive paperwork to make sure terms are met on all sides. No product leaves our office without some sort of paperwork being filled out, from production sign-off on receiving product and guaranteeing non-disparagement of the product, to more detailed bailment agreements outlining what expectations are in place for the higher-valued product that's loaned out. The larger brand integration deals require the most time-consuming paperwork, often having lawyers chiming in from the TV network, the brand, and our team hashing through the what-ifs. As a fourth daily activity, we keep UPS and FedEx very busy shipping out and delivering products. We ship out or deliver products to sets and celebrities on a daily basis, responding as well to last-minute needs that pop up overnight. That means using our databases to track inventory and coordinating all elements of the delivery process and return of the items when finished. That can mean on-set deliveries to sets all over Los Angeles or anywhere around the world. This also means we organize all of the brands we get product in for and manage our warehouse too. As a fifth daily activity, at least for me, I speak with media outlets pretty much every week for interviews. Media outlets reach out to our agency frequently for interviews ranging from questions around product placement to celebrity and influencer social media partnerships. I even get asked a lot to weigh in on various celebrity gaffes and how they affect the celebrity's own brand image. Some of the outlets we've worked with include Yahoo Lifestyle, Marketing Drive, Luxury Daily, CBS News, The Hollywood Reporter, Financial Times, Forbes, and dozens of others, as well as publications around the world, and most recently in France, the UK, Germany, and China. As a sixth daily activity, our team watches TV, and more TV, and we also go see a film or two. We watch a lot of content. There's no way getting around it. Someone has to. Every time we place a product in a TV show or a movie or a digital series, we then have to watch the content, and that can mean hundreds of hours of content are watched looking for our placements. For some placements, it's easy. We know the episode number and a general idea of what the scene is. But for others, like when we provide a phone for a character or coffee cups and packaging to be on set and available to the prop master all season long, we have to actually watch each and every episode looking for the appearance. After we see an appearance of a client, we then have to clip the video and grab screen grabs thoughts and input it into our database for reporting. We do a full write-up explaining what we saw on screen and provide a grade as well to create a metric value of the placement. That can mean a lot of hours scanning content and inputting data. And then, of course, there are the movies. Every time we work on a movie, we need to go out to the theater to watch it. Sometimes we get to see a screening or the premiere, but most of the times we are going on the day of the release to watch and take notes and report back to the client on what made final edit. And then, of course, once that film comes out on DVD or streaming video on demand, that is when we have to rewatch it and clip the scene so we can fully report back. For some, our seventh daily activity is the highlight of the day. It's the potty breaks and belly rubs for the canine support team. Yep, I said it. But really, this is just a tongue-in-cheek way to talk about the fact that we are a dog-friendly office, and we do make sure our co-working doggy friends get outside to get some air and walks throughout the day, which helps make sure we get some air and walks too. The dogs are around if someone needs a friendly drop-by smooch, and they're always up for a handshake or tummy rub, and to make sure people share their lunch or snag a chicken treat. On a day-to-day basis, we have Sadie the German Shepherd mix and Leia the Cocker Spaniel, but we also get an additional office visitor on occasion from one of our team's friends in need of a place to visit. And the eighth daily activity is endless research and more research. We research a lot. And then, of course, there are the databases we scour and the trades we read and the massive amount of time we spend Googling online. And there is a lot to look into. New music videos and song launches, greenlit films, TV shows going into pilot or being picked up by a network, celebrities who are pregnant or getting married, new emerging talent, different red carpet events. Our team is a font of information on Hollywood and all things that occur here, because that's what our specialty is, being a brain that processes all that information that's out there and matchmaking the opportunities with the brands we work with. Our ninth daily activity is that our days are filled with event activations and on-set shoots. When we do a partnership, each person on our team is fully on board to activate it, and that can mean everyone across the company pitching in depending on the needs. From being at the talk show or TV film shoot to setting up and working a Hollywood celebrity event, there are potential needs across all 7 days of the week to help out. Of course, with celebrities in the mix all along, which can make it even more fun when the days can be long. And a tenth daily activity that some love more than others are our blogs. Everyone on our team writes and hones their skills at putting thoughts to paper in an organized fashion. We write about what is happening in Hollywood with brands and on social media with influencers. This helps us keep in the know and share industry best practices with current and future clients alike. The only team members who don't write are our canine team. And every blog gets images created as well, allowing each person to hone their own design skills along the way. And then there's this podcast too. I truly believe in education being the backbone to any brand strategy, and I go to extremes to make sure that our clients understand what opportunities exist for our team to activate for them, and that's really what our blogs and our podcasts are about. Our 11th daily activity is that we also create signage for events or on-screen needs. Whether it's a TV or a film that needs customized content for a subway, a bus, or a possible farmer's market scene, or an actual event that we need customized signage for, our team is always at the ready. Many of our clients don't have the bandwidth to turn around quick same-day signage needs, and we'll utilize available artwork and customize it to make it work for whatever the need is. And while we have the professional software to make high-quality artwork as needed, we've also found some great ways to make it pretty turnkey using software that's super easy and friendly, which means everyone on our team learns how to create graphics using software like Canva or PictoChart for infographics. Our 12th daily activity is the creation of social media posts. Whether for our own agency or for our clients, our team are active social media posters. For every single product placement or activation, we curate social media posts that are turnkey for our clients, often posting directly for them so that we can take the placement or activation and bring it to life for their own social media conversations. We also post our educational tips and blogs across our own social media platform, and on Instagram, share insight on our team with a look behind the scenes. There's so much more that we do on a daily basis, and I invite you to start following our social media site to get even more looks behind the scenes. You can check out our Facebook or LinkedIn page at Hollywood Branded Inc., or Twitter page at Hollywood_PR to see more insights and education on influencer and entertainment marketing, as well as our Instagram page, Hollywood Branded, which also shares some behind-the-scenes pictures of our team. And stop by HollywoodBranded.com to look at our library, which has infographics, white papers, ebooks, and videos, or our blog, blog.HollywoodBranded.com, which has hundreds of helpful hints on how to make brands, influencer, and entertainment content partnerships a success from the get-go. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. you'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.